morning, I'm Pat. It's Thursday morning. We've woken up to a gentle rain and I have Tinny with us this morning.
Good morning.
Today we're talking about habits. And when a person speaks about the word habits, the first thing that comes to mind is bad habits. But we want to talk about good habits and how good habits must become a real lifestyle. So today the habit we're talking about is joy. And I found a little crypt that said, happiness depends on happenings. Joy depends on Christ, and it's anonymous. So we've been talking about all the different habits up to now. Let me quickly go back. We talked about prayer, and prayer is action. We talked about yesterday the habit of trusting God. And today we're talking about the habit of joy. Maybe you know someone who you would describe as joyful. They almost always have a big smile on their face. They laugh very easily, and they want to kind of make you want to laugh. They are always optimistic. Their outlook on life is just bright. No matter what they face, they are delights to have as friends because they uplift you into that spirit of joy and of happiness. Have you known someone that is just feeling down, Tinny, and it's not very long before you become quiet and you also feel that depression, and that's also with joy?
Some people just suck all the joy out of the room when they come into it.
That's exactly what I was thinking. So our first scripture we want to do today is Nehemiah 8 verse 10. Would you read that for us?
Sure. It says, then he said to them, go and eat what is rich, drink what is sweet, and send portions to those who have nothing prepared. Since today is holy to our Lord, do not grieve, because the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Thank you. You know, to me, the scripture is just saying that abide in him and he is your strength, which brings joy, which brings peace. It's such a lovely scripture.
It is.
The first step to developing a habit of joy is to focus on positive aspects of your life. Then again, no one of us is perfect, but we need to be always looking for the positive, to pull yourself up and not allow yourself to be pulled. And I find that when I am being pulled down, the first thing I would do is listen to worship or go to the Bible. Tini has a lovely program of the audio Bible. And you notice how it just breaks the atmosphere into bringing that peace which brings joy. And then we come to Romans 12 verse 2.
And that says, do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may discern what is good, pleasing, and perfect will of God.
Amen. It's a choice. It's simply a choice and a lifestyle of changing negative into positive thoughts immediately. And then choosing to focus on God leads you to the happiness. And we're going to end with this. The focusing on God brings you to peace, happiness. It then turns into enthusiasm, and automatically you become so grateful. It gives you a gratitude attitude. It makes us feel good, it makes you feel hopeful, and it energizes you.
Definitely.
And I want to stop with that, and Tini's going to end off with scripture, and I'll end with prayer. And I pray that we've sowed the seed of happiness as a habit, to find your joy and seek it in God. Will you?
Sure. So last night when I ended the day off in prayer, I mentioned that we need to interrupt ourselves. When you're getting negative,
yes,
or when your thoughts get toxic, interrupt yourself mid-thought. And start thinking about God's joy, about God's goodness, and pull your mind away from the negativity.
And that's exactly what the renewing of the mind is.
Psalm 118 verse 24 says, "This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Starting the day with a verse like this sets the tone for the day.
Yes.
Isaiah 12 and verse 6 says, "Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel among you." And then the last verse is 1 Peter 1 verse 8 and 9. "Though you've not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls." What a beautiful verse.
What a beautiful verse. Thank you for joining me today. It's always nice when we do it together. And I've just been encouraged by the scriptures and by you today, Tini. So thank you very much. Let us end off the day in prayer. Father, thank you that we can choose today to be positive and to focus our eyes, our heart, and our minds on you, Lord. In whatever circumstance it is, to stand firmly knowing that we serve and love a living God, a God that loves us first. Father, thank you that your mercy and your grace is always abounding towards us. We thank you for your love today, Lord, and your mercy on us. We thank you for your healing in bodies, whoever needs it, Lord. Stretch out your healing hand upon us. Father, bless us today to find this spirit of joy, spirit of happiness, and of hope, that we become enthusiastic as we touch and infect others to become joyful, Lord, and to want what we have. Father, bless us this day, we pray, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us.
Blessings.
Bye. You can find us online at www.encmedia.co.za or search for Encouragement Media on Facebook. Send us an email to info@encmedia.co.za. Thank you.